I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we are recording this podcast, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay our respects to elders past and present and extend our respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from all nations of this land. Welcome back. Part two, Kate's journal, because I had too much to say last time and I ran out of time. So here we are. How is everyone? The big question. And I know you can't really answer me, but isn't it funny how you kind of just had this automatic response when someone asks you how you are, you kind of just say, yeah, good, thanks, how are you? I'm trying to get into the habit of giving a little bit more of an in-depth answer. Obviously, when it's appropriate. Like, you know, I'm probably not going to give an in-depth answer when I'm at the grocery store checking out. Although, to be fair, it's pretty much self-service these days, so less conversation. Okay, oh my goodness, let's be real. Let's do this. Okay, so how is everyone? And I know you can't directly answer me, but answer the question yourself. And I'd like to let you all know that I'm in an interesting headspace right now. I am still trying to find the balance of 2024 with all the things I'm doing, in my new apartment, new job, new podcast. Anyway, so basically this week I had a week off exercise because I could not find the motivation. It was so hard. I mean, I did take my dog for walks, but I basically kind of just took her to the park, threw the ball. I just stood there, came home, went to work. So that's my current mood. But I've had a lovely weekend and I feel very positive for the week ahead. And it's Easter. So there is chocolate everywhere currently and I am not mad about it because I love chocolate. I'm a chocolate fiend. Love chocolate. Bloody love chocolate. Like, I could probably eat a whole bag of Easter eggs. Cadbury Easter eggs. Oh, damn it. I love them so much. I was just having a moment there about thinking about chocolate Easter eggs. Oh, chocolate. Okay, anyway. Wow, so many tangents today. Okay, so a little rundown of today's episode. I'm going to be talking about attachment theory, which I briefly mentioned in the last episode. And I'm also going to be sharing my fascination about all of that. And I'm going to talk a little bit about body image and social media. I would like to just say that during this episode, I talk about the effects social media has had on my own body. So if this is something that is not comfortable for you, please give the second half of this episode a miss. Alrighty. Let's do it. Fascinating. The attachment theory. And for those of you who haven't heard of it, I guess like a sort of top of the line short explanation is that it is an evolutionary theory concerning the relationship between humans. Please look it up if you haven't. It's very interesting. Especially if you can relate to what I'm about to talk about. And also, I will keep reminding you guys, I am not a medical professional. This is just like my brain, my journal. What I have really loved learning about so far is the different ways that people communicate things during relationships, which I came across when I was learning about what my attachment style was. And so the four attachment styles are anxious, avoidant, disorganized, and secure. And anyway, I've always been such a talker. I'm pretty much an open book. Like you can, and you guys will learn that as this podcast goes on, but I'm fine with people asking me anything. I will tell them the details of my life if they ask, sometimes if they don't ask. and I'm happy to pretty much chat about anything, which is sometimes a good thing, sometimes a bad thing, but I'm trying to be confident and accept that this is a positive personality trait. So yeah, we're working on that. So yeah, big talker. And I was going through a phase in my life where I didn't understand why people wouldn't respond in the way that I wanted them to respond or didn't like come back with me at the same energy I was giving in a, you know, like a big conversation. And in fact, I realized that sometimes it was having quite the opposite effect, whether I was messaging friends or family or, and let's be real, messaging doesn't always have the impact or come across the way that you wanted it to. Anyway, I was having like conversations in person and I was just like, what, like, give me something. Like, why are you not talking back to me? I don't understand. Like, can we have this conversation like right here, right now? I don't care what else is going on. Like, can we just talk about it right now? Like, that's just how my brain works. I don't know. Talk about it, whatever, who cares? And so I learned that one, this conversation right here, right now, isn't always going to work for everybody else. And can this style of communication on other attachment styles can actually cause people to shut down or like be overwhelmed and back away. And two, it is possible that whoever I have just rambled onto for the past like 1,000 minutes has actually taken on board what I was saying, but is communicating back in a different way, like whether that be like physical communication, like a hug. They're being like, yes, I hear you. I've heard you. I've listened to you. This is me saying, I just can't, this is all I've got right now. And I want you to know that I've heard everything that you've just said to me. And so I just really thought, I mean, that's just one example, but that was just like a real eye-opener to me because, I don't know, maybe I was used to being surrounded by people who I guess give off the same energy as me or handle things the same way that I do. And that's just not the case, Kate. Like, everyone's different, which is so lovely. And so, people are not always the same and there are different ways of communicating. Sometimes they're not all verbal. And I just thought that was really useful information and I have to keep reminding myself that no one functions the same. And although communication is key, not all communication is delivered in the same way. And these attachment styles really dive into that. And I'm loving learning about it. And there's this really good book called Attached by Dr. Amir Levine and Rachel S.E. Heller. I really hope I've said that right. But yeah, it's a really great book and I would highly recommend and I will absolutely keep you guys... Whoops, I just bashed the microphone. I will keep you guys posted if there is any other fun things. And I know I just like touched the surface there, but I just wanted to have a little ramble about that because that was something that I found very interesting. Communication. It's so vital and yet so hard and difficult to navigate. But I look forward to continually learning about it. Okay, so we've hit top three, which is my little segue, little break, I guess you could call it, in between my first little conversation and then me going into my next little bit. So today's top three is musical influences, and I have been told that I can interpret this however I like. So someone who is not a musician, as in constantly writing music and looking for musical influencer styles to, you know, create things and music. I'm going to interpret this a few different ways, I feel. So my number one musical influence, and I really don't know if I'm doing number one is the best or like one, two, and then three is my best, but anyway, number one musical influence, G Flip. I mean, come on. How many times am I going to get their name into an episode? I don't know, but G Flip, I listened to one of their songs on repeat every time as my warm-up song going to one of my shows that I was doing last year. Got into the top 0.01% of their listeners, probably because I was just streaming them the whole time as my hype-up music. So they are definitely one of my musical influences, just influencing me in life and how to have just a vibe of a time. Second influence I'm going to go with Hairspray, the musical. So I've taken it as a different interpretation there, musical influence as in like musical performance or like musical theatre. Hairspray, someone can put that on and I'm just like, it's my car song. It was soundtrack. When that comes on, I'm just like, the vocals in that, insane. The music, so good. I love it. Again, I can't give you a true explanation as to why it's my number two, but it just is. I dance every time it comes on, and dancing just like around my house even, or like while I'm driving, makes me feel so good. I probably look ridiculous, but it's really fun. And number three, that's a tricky one. I'm going to go with Taylor Swift because I think she's such a good role model. Her music, I mean, wow. And I think she's just a weapon of a female. Incredible. I think she's just done everything right. She sets out the right kind of messages. She is a great role model for everybody. She's made some killer career choices. And Taylor Swift. I mean, it's basically in the name. Yeah, they're my top three. G Flip, Hairspray, Taylor Swift. Bit of a mix there. But that's the top three. You heard it here first. Kate Gandy's top three musical influences are the ones I mentioned. All right. Okay, so we're going to move into my last little bit. And I want to get kind of real with you guys with this section. I want to talk about body image. I struggle with this a lot. And I think social media, I have social media to thank for that. But I think maybe this week it has really been heightened because of my lack of motivation and my lack of motivation to exercise. I love fashion, so I do follow a lot of fashion bits and pieces. I follow some influencers, I follow actors, I follow musicians. The list goes on. Low-rise jeans are back. Some really fun fashion things are back. And yet I have these thoughts like, I can't wear that. I don't have the right body to wear that. Like, I don't look good in that because of this, because of that, you know. And I so badly want to be someone who promotes a really good body message for either, you know, people who are younger than me or people who are older than me or people who are my age. I just want, like, I hate that I am leaning into those influences and stuff that's being shown to me through social media, because I've always been healthy and, you know, I'm happy and I work really hard on my health and I work really hard on my exercise and my fitness and just living a healthy lifestyle. And then when I see that stuff, I'm just like, oh, like, why do you think that about yourself? It's so annoying and it's such a hard cycle to break. And the kids that are, and the teenagers and whatever that are growing up with all of this stuff being fed to them on social media, I'm like, it's so much. It's so much. And it's really, really goddamn hard to break that cycle. I grew up in a healthy household. I was lucky enough to have parents who cooked really healthy meals and now I love cooking and I'm very passionate about cooking and I follow nutritionists on Instagram and they're posting like what I ate in a day, which doesn't help. That does not help. I mean, it gives you great recipe ideas and I am not at all dissing anything that, you know, influencers and nutritionists and stuff are putting online, but it doesn't help me be like, oh my gosh, now I'm starting to think about, did I eat too much? I shouldn't have had that piece of bread. I shouldn't be eating this. I can't eat carbohydrates because I didn't exercise today. This, that, like, oh my goodness, I can't eat an Easter egg, which I love chocolate. And it's just, I should be able to just get through a day without being like, oh, fuck, what? Wait, I've eaten already three meals and snacks. I can't possibly have anything else that's, you know, going to affect my body image because I haven't done a certain amount of exercise. No, Kate, it's like it's not a thing. I have to bring myself back and be like, hey, you are happy and you are healthy and please, for the love of freaking, I don't know, pie, there are teenagers and young adults and young adults, because I'm a young adult, who need more role models to be comfortable in their body. Like, I'm an average size person. I'm not petite. I should be comfortable and happy with my body. And it's like, why aren't I? Because I'm being fed all of this information on social media about all of this stuff. And it's so hard to fight trying to look like an image that's being planted in front of my head. It's like, I can't maintain doing 3 hours of exercise a day. That's crazy, doing all the things that I'm doing. I would love to do that. But also, it's like, I want a nice balance. I want to just, you know, I don't want to count what I eat, which, you know, and I'm working through all of this, but I want to be able to eat a bloody bowl of nachos and be like, hell yeah, yum. And I do eat what I want. But then I have these thoughts about like, oh my goodness, like I can't now eat that because I already ate that. And ugh. Anyway, so I'm working through all of that and I really want to be one of those, I just want to be positive because everyone's beautiful and you should love the way you are. And really, if there's anyone out there who's being bought into that stuff, like, don't be. Love you for you. Be happy. Be healthy. Look after yourself and love yourself. That's my message from that rant. Sorry, I got very passionate about that kind of thing. Anyway, gosh, yes, sorry. That was a rant, but it's just something that's really at the front of my brain all the time and I wanted to share it with you guys and I'm sorry if that was a lot, but God damn, it is so hard. And I know this is meant to be the Pick Me Up podcast, but I do want to share things like that with you guys. All right, so I feel like that was two like pretty intense rambles. So now we are going to hit up scenario. Today's scenario is funny. So today's scenario, which will actually have to be a GIF, will have to be a GIF? Oh no. Is it a GIF or a GIF? Now I've lost it because someone in my work office used to say the wrong one and I was like, no, it's the other one. And now I don't know if it's GIF or GIF. It's got to be GIF. No, it's got to be GIF. Oh God. Anyway. It's going to be a GIF or GIF from today because I'm recording by myself, so I don't have anyone to take the photo. So it'll be a little snippet of video, which is great. Okay, so today's scenario is you're at the birthday party of a 300-year-old. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh, that's my reaction, guys. I mean, that's pretty accurate. Imagine if technology developed so much that we were living till we were 300. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it does, really. Okay, well, that has brought us to the end of part two of Kate's journal. I hope it was okay. I know I got a bit, like, into it today. But, yeah, thank you so much for jumping in. Also, before I forget, Royal Otis, Murder on the Dance Floor, like a version. That's my ad of the week. I'm going to leave you guys there with that one. Check it out. I know it came out in January. Yes, I have learned that I'm discovering things a little late. I will catch up, I promise. But yeah, okay. That's me signing off from Kate's Journal Part 2. I will see you guys next week with a wonderful guest from New Zealand. So check in next week for that wonderful interview. Bye.